Hi, welcome to episode 99 of Book Off Banter. This is our last one before we feel the pressure, Carla, of actually having to do something fancy.
And we still haven't come up with anything, have we? We have.
No. People have sent some messages. Yeah.
No. We've got a couple of ideas.
But like, I think they probably require more than we can give. Like, so one was, it was amazing, but it was like 100 people in fancy dress on our social media.
Have they not been listening to the podcast? Do they not understand that our lives and our attempts to do anything is a right real shit show? They have great expectations of us.
Yeah, so, I feel that's just a step too far. So, I mean, if anybody, I don't know, could we do like 100 questions? Like, do you think that would be, you know, if there were quick questions, do you think we'd get through 100 questions?
When have we ever answered a question quickly?
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's move on. Please, guys, help us. Help us.
Your audio's weird.
Oh. How weird.
That's a bit better. Just sounds like, it sounds like kind of maybe echoey. I don't know, like weird.
I'm in the study, so it shouldn't be.
You have to put a blanket over your head, I think.
I'm not putting a blanket. I put my hood up. Wonder if that helps. I don't think it will it?
Don't know.
All the dogs come. I come in the study. They're all quite comfy on the sofa. And then as soon as I get up, they just follow me. Nora's limping. What's wrong with you? How? Here we go. How's that?
I think that might be better. Hang on, keep going.
Am I echoey?
No, I think that might be better.
I mean, I look like E.T.
You do. But, yeah, no, I think that is better.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, news. Oh, actually, someone sent me a message. Carla, you've got me facing your ceiling. Are there? so professional. Someone sent me a message. I'm only just saying this in case it helps anybody else. Saying when I'd asked about when I talked about Pan and saying about Cushing's, and that we weren't going to bother because it was just skin condition. But then someone sent me a message and she said that her vet had said it can affect like their connective tissues. And her horse had done like, I think it was its digital flexor like 4 times or something. And so then I thought, well, Pan's always like hurting himself and doing a leg. Oh, that drink's making me feel thirsty, and I wasn't thirsty before. I'm gonna have to get a drink in a minute. Anyway. So I thought, I'm going to get him tested after all.
Good idea.
He doesn't have Cushing's. He's just a twat.
Oh.
So then the vet was like, I said, well, what am I going to do then? Because he's covered in a skin condition and he's prone to cellulitis. So the skin condition means he gets cellulitis. And the vet was like, because it was a vet I don't usually use, so he doesn't know me. And he was like, well, you have to take preventative measures to looking after his legs. And he was basically saying, dickhead, don't let him get mud fever. But then I was like, well, how can you explain that the whole left-hand side of his body is covered in a skin condition and the whole right-hand side of his body isn't? And he was like, well, I can see that. So anyway, I digress.
No further on.
No. So, did you have a good Mother's Day? I've got a Mother's Day story.
No, we don't really go in on it. I ate a whole box of Thornton's Continental to myself.
Carla, you do sound better with your hood up.
Are you shitting me?
I am not.
Can I go and get my hoodie then? Because that hood's bigger. This hood's pulling on my neck.
Okay.
It's actually my son's jacket.
Okay.
So it's a bit tight. Right. I'll leave you looking at the ceiling.
I'm going to go and get a drink.
All right? You get a drink. Okay. I'll leave it at the ceiling.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay.
How's this?
I think that's better. Hang on. Keep going.
Hello, 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 hello.
I think that's better. I think, I think it was better on the other one, but I think it's okay.
Oh, it was really tight on my neck. Oh, Trevor.
You influenced me with that drink. I wasn't even thirsty.
I
Anyway,
know.
so you don't really go in,
I
you don't
only
really go
go.
in for Mother's Day.
No, not really. Oscar pulled a bit of a fast one on Sam. So he gave Sam £5 and said, "Dad, if you get a minute, could you buy Mum, maybe put a couple of extra quid to it and get Mum a really nice box of chocolates?" So Sam thought, "Oh, bless him, he's obviously saved some money from somewhere." And so yeah, he got me this, he put the rest of the money towards it, and he got me this box of Thornton's chocolate. And it was only when I was eating them, Sam suddenly remembered that he'd given Oscar a tenner, and Oscar was only supposed to spend £2 of it, and he was meant to give him £8 back. So not only had he used, then given £5 of it to Sam, he obviously spent the other £3 that he wasn't supposed to spend as well. So he basically just hustled. He
Yeah.
hustled a Mother's Day present. So yeah, we did. Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
Well, oh, Ben, I was just about to say I'll talk quietly, but Ben listens to this. Is it wrong that I feel like I would have had a lot nicer of a Mother's Day if I was on my own?
Yeah, no, I worked. I ended up working as well. I thought, God.
My friend did actually. My friend sent me such a funny voice note. Because she was like, "Oh, did you have a nice Mother's Day?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was okay." But I was like, it was just chaos. And I think it was basically because we're all really busy all the time. And so we decided to have a quiet day. And I just think it doesn't work for us because basically we all just fight. Anyway, so basically we're good.
We chug along nicely in our world because we're all so busy,
Yeah.
like you say, but as soon as we're like forced to spend time together, I think number one, because we're thinking the things we should be doing
Yeah.
instead, and number two, we just really do annoy each other. Like you, we just start bickering.
Yeah. So that was, but I mean, so I'd said that to her and she was like, I said, "Oh, what about you?" And she was like, "Well, I am at work." And she was like, "I've just spent the day being screamed at by a pervert." So not my best Mother's Day ever. Because she, her job is like to keep track of sex offenders. So I was like, what a mother's day.
What a massive dog. Honestly, these dogs, stop. My dogs will lie on the sofa quietly for hours. And I mean that, like, you
I
won't
don't
hear a
believe it.
beep out of them until the second I put my recording headphones on. And they go, aha, lolololololol. Warm-up exercises, doing a little concert of barking. Every
Mine are
time.
both fast asleep.
See, these were really fast asleep on the sofa until I came in here to record. They've all followed me and now they're all shouting. Be quiet.
Yeah, so my Mother's Day
Sorry.
story was we don't usually buy like such big things or anything, but Henry had said to Ben that he wanted to get me some new, just like, you know, the short boots, like the Ariat type boots.
Yeah.
Because mine, and we've talked about this, haven't we? Mine are basically at this point flip-flops.
Yeah.
So Ben was like, "Do you know what? That's a really practical present. We will do that." So him and Seb went to pick them up, and he said Seb went into this tack shop, saw a pair of Ariat cowboy boots, and just said,
Oh.
"Me need those." And Ben was like, yeah, but we'll put them back now. And Seb was like, no, me need those. And proceeded to have like an absolute wobbler, refused to put them back, told Ben that my knee boots. So on Mother's Day
I
morning,
feel this. I feel this in my soul. I feel like I am Seb because
yeah.
had I seen a pair of Ariat cowboy boots, I need them.
I know. So what
So.
happened on Mother's Day morning is Henry comes in with this Ariat box, and I was like, "Oh my God, wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much." And then Ben's face is like this. And he said, "Right, your turn, Seb." And Seb comes in with an Ariat box. And I'm like, what is going on? And Ben was like, open them. And I was like, oh my God, like, why have you bought me all this? And he was like, because he had a full-on meltdown in the shop and he wouldn't leave them. So I didn't know what to do. So I was like, this is an absolute touch for me.
How, just for a friend, how do you get your children to do this? Because I feel like you have coached them. You've just shown Seb all these pictures of cowboy boots.
Well, it's
And it's
so
been like,
weird because, like, obviously, I wanted cowboy boots, but he wouldn't have even known that. And Ben said, like, because I said, what was that the only thing in the shop? I thought he'd have probably gone for like a riding whip or something. I was like, was that the only
yeah.
thing in the shop? And he said, no, he liked a pair of red hunter boots for himself, which he loves red. And I was like, I get that. And he said, but I just said, no, you don't need wellies. And he put them back. And then he saw a pair of really shiny long leather riding boots and he was like, me need those. And Ben said, no. And he said he was fine, but he said these cowboy boots, he would not relinquish these cowboy boots.
I love this for you. Oh, Seb, is he your favorite child now?
Yeah, absolutely. I
Currently
mean, yeah.
your favorite one. I mean, Henry
Absolutely.
did good.
Yeah.
Henry did good. No taking away from Henry, but Seb raised the bar there.
Yeah, he did.
Kind of pisses a little bit on my box of Fortin's Continental, not gonna lie. You know, I love that. I love it.
I know, like that was such a touch. I was expecting like something along those lines. Do you know what I mean? Or like a book.
Yeah.
Like often Henry's like cause Henry knows I love to read, and Henry's chosen me like books and a box of chocolates, and that's lush. Like I'm super happy with that. So yeah,
That's great.
this was a real surprise. So yeah, go me. What else? So
How's
oh.
Tony? Tony's good?
Yeah, on the downside to Seb,
Oh.
I can't remember, did I say on the last episode that I was supposed to go to a show and then I couldn't because Seb was too poorly? I think I did say that, didn't I?
I know you didn't go to a show.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
Seb was too poorly.
Should have been
So
that.
then Seb got better, and so we arranged to hire an arena, and literally morning we were supposed to go, Seb just woke up and he was just like he looked horrific, and he'd got gastro. So
Oh, no.
I was like, what am I gonna do? Like, I don't know what to do. So I rang Carla, and Carla was like, you have got to get these horses out jumping. You just leave Seb with Ben, because I was gonna hire a little box. So she was like,
Yeah.
leave Seb with Ben. But then Ben was like, oh, he only wants you. Like, he doesn't want me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know, you just like,
And to be, if you want the kid to get your cowboy boots, you know what I mean? You've got
yeah,
to
you've
set
got
them
to put
for
the graft
the
in. So, like, you know, and you just feel like whatever I did, I was like doing the wrong thing for someone. Like, and I just, so anyway, in the end, I said to Ben, I mean, he was really cross with me at the time. I said, you take the horses. And I'll ring Carla and I'll tell Carla to ride the horses for me. Because at
Yeah,
least, so
seems like a
yes, like
compromise.
I couldn't take Pan because obviously, like, there's no point in her jumping Pan. So it's like, we'll just send the babies and she can ride the babies. And I was a bit like upset about it, but actually, she rode them and Bougie had been bronching. And we'd figured out it was since he'd worn this new bit that I'd got, which was really weird because he's goes so much better in this bit than he ever has before. So his work is amazing. And then he just bronks randomly. And I randomly just fall off. So I said to Carla, like, it's the bit, I've worked it out. It's like process of elimination, I've worked it out. But I said, it's such a shame because he likes that bit and he actually goes better in it. And she was like, send him in that bit, bring the other bit, but send him in that bit and let me try him in it. And I don't know what she did, but he's like a different horse.
Oh, amazing. So it's well worth it then.
Yeah, like she's just, it's the best I've ever felt him. And she fixed something with Mint that I've been trying to fix for ages and haven't been able to. So, just if anybody has a horse that's really tricky in the mouth, this is obviously, I didn't get this free or anything, because we never get anything free.
No.
It
No.
It was from Etsy. I think it's called Sweet Billy Bits. And I just felt, just randomly as I do, I felt like he needed something that was like he barely even knew he was wearing a bit. So I know you can get leather covered bits, but I didn't want that. I wanted like an actual thin bit of leather in his mouth. So
Oh my
that's
goodness.
it, literally, collar. It looks like a throat lash on D-rings. He
Oh,
loves it.
good.
Like it
And it's
takes the
legal. You can jump in
contact.
it. I guess. BS, you can jump in anything, can't
Yeah, you
you?
can do whatever you want.
You could probably put barbed wire in a horse's mouth and no one would bat a fucking eyelid as long as you haven't got a mankini
Yeah,
on.
literally, whatever you want. It's honestly, if anybody's got something that's tricky in the mouth or that's super soft, because he has been in like, you name it, he's tried it, like the nades, everything. This bit was an absolute game changer. Like, I cannot recommend it highly enough. Yeah,
Wow.
he's so happy, like, to take it forward, you know, which he's never done. I've just jumped him tonight, which I've had a really bad day today. So I was frightened because I thought if any, like, you know, if anything goes wrong, I'll be like, I shouldn't have jumped him because I'm having a bad day. But it's the best he's ever gone for me. It was like, so Carla, she was like, you've just got to give him a kick when he bucks. Kick him, send him forwards. And I said, but then he just bucks
I know they
higher.
always say that. I was gonna say, but people always say that, don't they? But it is the most scariest thing to do, is to
Yeah.
say, because it goes against every bit of your self-preservation. Like, he's bucking, I'm gonna kick him. He's gonna
Yeah.
buck higher, I'm gonna fall off. You know,
Yeah.
why would you push yourself into that situation? I totally get you, yeah.
Well, so that's what I said. I was like, but he bucks higher. I do kick him. And she was like, I think you're just sitting there. And what did she say? No, she said, I think you're just sitting there and hoping for the best. And I said, no, I'm sitting there and trying my best.
Yeah.
And she was like, just laughing. She's like, that's not going to be good enough. So it was really good actually, because sometimes I think, you know, if someone tells you to do something and you kind of just agree with them, but you don't 100% quite understand. Like, I do that quite a lot. So she was like, kick him. And I was like, I do kick him. And she was like, you can't kick him because when I kick him, like he's fine. And I was like, well, so he bucks with you and you just kick him. And she was like, no. Like, soften his head and neck first, get a hold of him, and then kick him. And I was like, oh, I missed that stage out. So she was like, don't just let him buck and then kick him, he'll buck you off. And I was like, that's what's happened. That's where I've been going
You've
wrong.
missed a vital step,
Yeah, but I blame
a
her.
small but vital step, it would seem.
So what you've got to do is, like, when he bucks, then you've got to, like, because he throws his head out, you've got to get a hold of his head and like flex his neck from either side so he's not like braced in his body, and then kind of send him forwards and be like, you've got to work. And he just takes it. He's bucked like twice. I've done that, and he hasn't, touched wood, obviously, he's not bucked since. Hurrah.
Well, if it works, it works. It works, it works. That's all that matters. I
So
love this.
I think that's all my news, except that I'm very nervous to shave my legs, Carla, since my clipping incident. I'm like pan now. I think I'm going to need twitched. I said to Ben, I think you're going to have to shave my legs. I'm really scared. And he was like, why don't you just try and be less like Zorro when you shave your legs? But it's still really bad. I'm going to show you. Hang on.
I'm about to witness something now. Oh, this is my.
Oh,
Oh, God, yeah.
hang on. I think this might be
Just stood
too
on the
tricky.
table.
This is quite tricky now. This
Don't
is
fall off.
not good for a podcast
Oh,
viewer.
wow. That's small operation scars than that.
Yes. And that's like 2.5 weeks late.
Lost most of your blood. A transfusion, because it bleeds that fuck from there as well, doesn't it? That bit of your bare ankle bone.
And now I'm
Oh my
really
God.
scared.
Well, I would be.
So I don't know what to
You
do
could
about
die.
that. I know I said to Ben, I think I'm going to have to embrace my inner Shire and just go full feather.
Mine are a bit like that at the moment, because it's only because I haven't been to pole. I realise I only, because I will usually just wear trousers in the winter the rest of the time, unless I'm at pole. And I haven't been able to go to pole for a couple of weeks because I've been at work. I've been working some late shifts. So yeah, I just literally haven't shaved my legs.
You must have to shave
That's it.
every inch of you for that.
Yeah, you do. Like a dolphin.
Oh, I don't. That's a lot of pressure
Oh,
for
it
me.
Says the arm. It says the arm.
I didn't know where you were going with that when you started.
Yeah. To be honest, neither did I. Are we talk about that? No, no. No, let's not. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Yeah, I think that's too much pressure for me. I saw this thing, this razor that you can, like, you know, it's like what a man would use on their face.
Yeah.
Do you know the one I mean? Like, not a sort of disposable-y type, but like
like the
electric.
Oh, no, I thought, yeah.
That's supposed to be really good for, like, doing your bikini line.
I once tried to use my husband's, he's got, like, a beard trimmer.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like.
But it beard trimmer just wasn't up to the job, quite frankly. It's just no good. Wasn't good enough.
So do you just use like a normal razor?
Yeah.
Do you not get like a shaving rash though?
No. I've got skin like leather now. It like, honestly, tattoos, it's like hard as fuck. Old, didn't I? So, you know, my old skin.
I'm nearly 40. Mine needs to toughen up.
It does. It does.
I mean, to be
quite fair,
probably...
though, aren't you?
I know, I'm like, I scar really easily and like, yeah. But I probably need to start shaving with a bit less vigour and then perhaps I would have
not quite rushed. I think it's when you rush, isn't it? That's when mistakes happen. That's when mistakes happen.
Anyway, you
Moving
do your
on.
News. Yeah.
We have to. It's not.
Hang on, I'm really sorry. It'd be funny. Take your hood off now. Cause now, I don't know, it's...
Are you being picky?
Yeah, now it's better now.
Hello, hello, hello.
Fuck
okay,
sake.
So we'll just go for it now.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. You fuck's sake for you. Hold up, we're down. Look at the arm, you know. You know. Yeah, so my news. Listen, it isn't the best news. And I won't cry. I have shed a lot of tears. It hasn't happened yet. But it looks like it is. And it is that it would seem that Jazzy is going back to his owner. Now, I know he was only on loan to me, and that was the situation. I was kind of led to believe in my defence that it was quite a permanent loan because he'd been not used for 10 years prior to me getting him, and his owner just didn't want him sat in the field anymore and saw this opportunity for him to be able to go out and do stuff. Hence why I've produced him so slowly, because I always thought I was producing him for me and I thought he needed the time. I am not going to get into a big slag off session of his owner because that's, like I said, I always knew he was on loan and he's always been her horse and, you know, it's within her rights and the contract that we had that she could take him back at any stage. So people change. And I think that maybe having a bit of distance from the horse has created this idea that is now, instead of what I was always led to believe, which was there was no way she could ever part with him because she'd had him from a foal. I think the distance that was created with me having him has meant that she's been able to look at it a little bit differently now. And she has decided that maybe it is time for him to move on. I do think genuinely she would like me to own him, and I do, and she has spoken to me about me buying him. Our problem is that we can't decide on a value of what we think I should pay to own him. I don't know what people feel about this, but I kind of feel like I shouldn't have to pay for the value that I've put on him, if that makes sense. So anyway, that's the long and short of it. He hasn't gone yet. He is still with me. And we are going to try and I'm still hopeful. I don't know that something might be able to be thrashed out. But I have had conversations. I know poor Katie has had so many voice notes and stuff from me about it. and I've gone from, I've swung from, it's almost, I've almost gone through the stages of grief, haven't I,
yeah.
Katie? I've been like,
you do that, like you have to, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, and I've been like, and then and like going through, and there's been tears shared, there's been anger, there's been bartering. Honestly, I swear to God, I have gone through them all. And at the end of it, I've come out of it with a frightening myself, a scary level of maturity, which is very unlike me. And I don't know who this Carla is and what she's done with the normal Carla. And I have kind of hit the stage, which is like, I hoped with our house build and everything, I would be in a bit of a better situation financially now, but I'm not. My car blew up, and I'm paying that off. So I'm paying off a car that I can't drive. We're not quite where we want to be with the house. There just isn't a lot of spare money floating around, which I think is true for everybody at the moment. And I think to myself, if I was to try and buy him, I would have to extend debt or extend a loan or take on more debt to get him. And I'm sat there thinking, I don't know how sensible that would be for an 11-year-old horse that could, well, I mean, hopefully he won't, but he could get colic, he could break his leg tomorrow. You have to think like that. You have to think rationally. You know, you shouldn't ever... Says the woman that bought a horse using a credit card. Yes, I know that was very hypocritical of me, but I wouldn't be comfortable at the situation I'm at in my life at the moment, extending a loan or taking on more debt to buy him. That's just the long and short of it, you know. So yeah, I don't think I'll be able to buy him. I don't, even if we can agree a value, I don't think it's going to be at a level that I would be able to buy him comfortably, and I need to be able to buy him comfortably to be able to justify buying him. And I've struggled this winter. I've struggled because of the wet. I think everyone's struggled because of the wet, my lack of facilities. I feel like I moan about that every week. You know, lots of things. And I kind of think to myself that if I was to borrow money instead of buying a horse, it would be better off being used to change my circumstances slightly, maybe put in the footings for an arena or extend my little turnout area or just something that would make my life easier instead of having three horses next year in the same situation, dragging bags across mud. And anyway, yeah, I've just been a little bit sensible for once in my life, so I don't think I'm going to be able to buy him. So yeah, that is the long and short of it. However, Katie then turn round, and she's got it all mapped out for me where I'm going next.
Absolutely.
Because obviously one of the other situations that I've got is whilst he is bright and cheerful and a happy horse now, one of my horses is 30, and I have made the decision, because this winter has been so long and wet and shit, that I don't think I will be putting him through another winter. And this is where I might start crying, because this is something that I'm really going to struggle with. It feels really callous to say that. It feels like such a hard thing to say, which is, I've already decided this horse's future, but I have to do this. I think he owes me nothing, and I owe him, I don't owe him his old bones another winter like this. So I will be going down to potentially one horse, which will never work. But don't worry, Katie's got that all in hand for me, haven't you, Katie?
Yeah, because
come on,
out the
tell
goodness,
them what my plans are.
Out the goodness of my heart, I think that Carla needs some joy brought to the stable. And I know a lovely coloured who would just bring so much light to your life, Carla. You know, everyone that comes to the yard is like, just adores him. Like, the vet was like, oh my god, I could put him in my boot and take him home. The people who bought Truffle were like, oh, I wish we could have two, we would take him. Like, he is so cheeky but so just like full of fun. And I just, as a gift, I just think, you know, you need this happiness in your life, Carla.
Yeah, It does seem that, well, I can't miss this any longer. And the maybe our announcement, maybe we should have done it for our 100th announcement. But the announcement, the thing is that Mule or Lord Featherington will be coming to live with me
I've thought
as
of a
soon as
really
we can get
good.
things sorted.
You need to come up and get him, and then we can record our 100th episode in person.
This is putting a lot of pressure on me getting shit together in 2 weeks. But anyways, we've already got a situation sorted. One of our listeners is going to pick him up from you. Sam,
I
he's going to pick him
know.
up from you, but it would be good to do that.
I am quite
We're
excited
putting
to
a lot
meet
of pressure
him.
on. Yeah. Anyway, I am pleased. I haven't told my husband yet. He's on a need to know basis.
Honestly, I
So
think
he's passed.
nobody can resist feathers. Like, genuinely, even Henry is like, I wish we could keep him. I love him. I'm like, we can't keep any more horses.
So anyway, yeah, he's going to be coming to live with me, and I will try not to continue to call him Mule. And yeah, I didn't even know how big he was. This was the worst part. I sort of agreed to it, didn't I? And I sort of went,
Yeah.
yeah, sort this out. I'll take him. And then I took the message that went, how big is he? I didn't even think of how big he was. But you think he's going to be about first? Pardon me.
Polly Pocket.
You think he's going to come to about 13 hands,
Yeah.
and I feel like it was meant to be. It was
He's got
meant
a
to be. You
very long
suggested
mustache.
it,
You
I
love.
resisted.
He's got like a full curly mustache.
I'll come again next week. I'll make room for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, so put Darling Little Feathers slash Mule is gonna becoming, has he got a passport name, like a posh name? Was it Lord
No,
Featherington?
don't
I
think
am
he has.
actually going to give him a posh name, and I
Okay.
feel like it's going to involve fuck off banter somewhere.
Yeah.
So it might be BOB, as like how posh show
Yeah.
jumpers have a prefix.
He would like
Like,
that.
I can't think of any off the top of my head now. I've said that. Like the Billy Stud. Like the
Yeah.
Billy Stud has Billy Walk On and Billy Whatever. I feel that Feathers slash Mule
Yeah.
should have some form of some nod to Buck off banter in his posh name.
I like that.
So when I register him with the vets, I'll reel off this really lot BOB Lord Featherington. To get his jabs done. He's gonna basically be my little mustache, whatever, my little mustache mule. But I feel like it's going to happen, and I'm really happy with it. So yeah, he's going to come and live with me. We've just got to. I've just got to. I just want the if the ground would just dry up a little bit, I'd come and
I
get him
know.
tomorrow. But they're still on their winter turnout.
And then I also wanted to have a dapple grey X-Racer.
Yeah. So then the subject came up that obviously going down to two isn't ideal. Because when I take one out, if I take Vince out for the day, I only need one horse. No. So instead of thinking, well, maybe I'll get a goat or a sheep, Katie then pipes up again and says, why don't you get yourself a nice little cheap X race that you can rag around a bit, just have a bit of fun with, bring it on. She has thought about this to the extreme, she's even decided what colour X racer I'm getting. What colour am I getting?
Dapple grey, yeah.
I'm getting a dapple grey X racer. I'm not unhappy about the situation. Can we just tell you now? I'm not
I'm
unhappy.
determined. I am
Yeah,
determined. She's having a dapple grey X racer.
I'm okay with it. I'm happy with it. I'm going to have Lord Featherington slash Mule and a dapple grey X racer, courtesy of Katie. She started looking.
Yeah,
She's only found
absolutely.
one. She's found one which is only 15-2. So basically, it's not even going to be one in, one out. It's literally the queuing up at the gate to come in. We haven't even moved on the ones we've got here.
Is how I live my
So,
life. See, one door closes, you've just got to open seven windows, and then the breeze just blows even harder.
Imagine. Oh, don't. Oh, please. Oh,
So.
it's been up and down already, hasn't it, eh? So yeah. I think as well is one thing I did say to Katie, which I have made a lot of peace with regards to Jazzy, which is, I did go through a phase where I was incredibly, when I found out about it, I was incredibly bitter because it's like, oh, she's just used me for this schooling livery, which I think I'm justified in feeling like that. I think a lot of people would have felt like that. And now I'm okay with, okay, if I don't get it, because I've done that, I've done the horse a service. I'm gonna big myself up a little bit here and say I've done a really fucking good job with him. I've taken a horse that didn't do a lot, had a few behavioural issues, etc., etc., and I've created a nice horse that somebody is going to be able to go out and enjoy and have the best fun with. And horses like that, nice horses like that, get nice homes. So I've done. I can hold my head up high and say I've done my best for that horse, and I am proud of what I've done. So whilst it hasn't worked out for me how I'd like it, I'm really optimistic it's going to work out okay for him, and that is at the end of the day all that matters. And we'll leave it on that ship.
I kind of did a
Again,
similar thing.
the
I
No
kind of did
crying,
a
no crying,
similar
no crying,
thing
no crying.
with Truffle. Like, we haven't even broken even on Truffle, but honest to God, she has gone to the loveliest lady who sent me like daily photos and videos. And
Oh.
you just like, we lost money on it, but we've made money on other horses. And that horse, she wasn't mentally capable of having someone just turn her for a profit. You know what I mean? She just
No,
needed
yeah.
time. She needed like some
Like Jazzy.
TLC. And so, yes, it's meant that we haven't made any money. We've lost money, but like she's where she needs to be. She's
Yeah.
just with a lady who worships the ground she walks on, and she's coming on like she's all fancy and plattered and like, and you just think actually sometimes that's just enough,
That,
isn't it?
yeah, he deserves to be someone's number one. And whether I like it or not, yes, I adore him and I love him and I think he's great. And I do love him. I love him to bits. He is, though, realistically, he's always going to be number two to Vince because Vince is my heart horse. Even Chance, who I've had 27 years and once upon a time was my top horse, even he comes a little bit second to Vince. So I think that, Jazzy, he deserves a home where he's going to be number one again, I think.
I
So
always
look at
say
it like that
that.
again.
My sister was like said the other day, "Oh, you're not sad." And I said, "It's very rare that I'm sad if I'm selling a horse because I love the people that I'm selling them to, or I won't
Yeah.
be selling them to them. And I know that
Yeah.
they're going to someone usually where like it's their horse of a lifetime. And here,
Yeah.
they're not that to me because if they were, I wouldn't be selling them."
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird though, isn't it? Just when you said that, how like I'm never going to say who my favorite is because it's like saying who your favorite child is.
Yeah,
But
I agree.
it's weird how there's something about some horses where I don't know, there's like that was is always the one who you're going to go to in a yard. Like it's just weird, isn't it? You
Yeah.
have some sort of a strange connection.
Yeah,
And I would
and
have
that's
always
it.
said it was
That's it.
because of what they'd done for me. Like in the past, I would have said, "Oh, it's because this one's got me to this level, or this one's given me enough
Yeah,
confidence." But it's
yeah.
not. It's
Oh
it isn't
no.
that. It's something
I
weird.
mean, look at what Vince put me through on a pretty much daily. That horse drives me to fucking go mental on a daily basis. And he's down tools at me at competitions, and he's wasted me, hundreds and hundreds of money in entry fees because he's decided that that day is his day. It's not even been results based that it's that. It is literally just every so often, and if you're lucky, it comes along. It's just that one horse that just, and they people call it your heart horse. And I would say about him, and that was the thing. It happened very quickly with Vince when I got Vince. That he very, very quickly wormed his way into my heart. And that was why for him, I was prepared to take the risk on him because he had failed the vetting, remember? So that's why I got him so cheap. And why I was prepared to take the risk because I thought to myself, even if I only hack this horse, even if that's the best, even if I only get to look at him out in a field and brush him and do whatever, he's still going to make me happy. And so for me, it wasn't a massive gamble. This is sounds very heartless, and please don't judge me for this, but I cannot handle my heart say that for Jazz. And I love him. I still love him. I still adore him. But it's not quite the same. And so maybe he's owed that where he is, someone's Vince. So, maybe it is time for me to just put my selfishness aside and go, oh, I've spent my time and money doing this. And then we just go, do you know what? Let's find him that home where he is, oh, so adored that they'll put up with him breaking into a feed room, like what I have to do with Vince. And,
Yeah, but
that sort of stuff.
I don't know, because I think that you, like, he didn't need that because you cared for him like the same as Vince. Do you know what I mean? Just the feeling wasn't the same. I just think
This isn't
maybe.
about his level of care. It's not about his level of care. He's had more, if not more than Vince has. And he's had the attention, and I spent the attention and the time and everything on all three of my horses. None of them lack for love and affection and care. But that there is a slight difference there between my relationship with Vince and my relationship with Jazzy. My relationship with Vince and my relationship with Chancer, there is a slight difference with them. And I think, it's not, I wouldn't say favoritism, it isn't, if you will. It's just a very di it's a slightly different relationship at the end of the day.
Yeah,
It's not bad.
my stable for the first time ever is like I feel like I've got a really close bond with all four of them, which I've never probably had. Because there's always been like one where I've just maybe not got on with it, or it's been like there's always just something where I'm like, like all four of them, I feel like have earned a place in the stable. All four of them, I adore them. I think so highly of them. And that's like, yeah, but I probably do have very different feelings for each horse.
It's not a less of loving them, if you will. But like you say, it's just all slightly different. It's a weird one. It is a weird one. It's the same with my dogs. I've got four dogs. I don't have a four favorite dog, if you will.
I
But
do.
it's of mine or your own.
Of my own.
Oh, my swap's on a daily basis, really, depending on which one's on a turd somewhere. To be fair, Rupert doesn't, and Nora doesn't tend to in the house, but the two little pugs, there's no, literally no shits are given, and they're like, oh, we're not going outside of the wet. That's very much a pug thing. So who's your favourite dog?
I feel guilty now because Rupert's sitting right next to me. Yeah, see, it's hard, I guess. For me, my relationship, again, it's like is a bit different with dogs. I feel like, and I suppose similar to what I am with a horse, if I've got them, I like them to have a job. And so for me, Hugo makes me feel really safe. Like I'm a really nervous person. Like I have all these like massive scenarios in my head of like what's going to happen when someone comes to deliver a parcel and realizes I'm on my own and nobody will hear if I scream, sort of thing. And the difference of having Hugo living here is like vast. So I think like I feel like I owe him a lot. And also like he's getting old now, he's like 10. And so I'm starting to like be like, I don't know how I could replace you because I trust you with my kids. Like both the children have ridden him, which I know is not ideal and people will slate me for, but I mean, they've ridden him, like all the like delivery drives and stuff are frightened of him, but I'm never worried that he's going to take someone's leg off. Like he is perfect, and I don't know how I will even think about replacing that. Like, I love Rupert. He's really sort of stupid and like, oh, hello. And I love...
like my Rupert, very much like that.
But, yeah, I feel like...
Rupert slash Dexter.
I feel like Hugo just kind of... like... well, I suppose just makes me feel safe, and I feel like he looks after the kids. You know, like if the kids are outside, I feel like Hugo's always kind of like monitoring the situation. I feel like he's got like a little SWAT team for the kids.
Not a single one of my dogs is like, well, Nora's quite protective, but like it's Nora. It's like, yeah, what the fuck is she gonna do? Do you know what I mean? But she gets very protective and possessive over me. And Rupert has occasionally with other dogs been a bit, but quite frankly, if someone opened a car door to Rupert and said Biscuit, he'd just get in and he'd go off and start a new life. Not even, he couldn't even look back.
Start a new life.
Dexter story.
No.
Dexter story. I actually told this. The time he went missing. So he went missing one time. He'd gone, we've got a house at the back of ours, back across these two fields from ours that burnt down. They live in a caravan that kind of backs onto these fields at the back of us. And he used to sneak off across the fields to go and see these people. And they weren't in one day. So he thought, oh, I'll go to the neighbours, because he's a Labrador. So he goes to go to the neighbours, and he goes down this road, this country lane, and he gets found on this country road and picked up. And he sort of goes missing. So I'm looking for this bloody dog. I'm looking everywhere for this dog. No sign of him. No sign of him anywhere. And then I'm walking past this house and I see these kids playing on a trampoline with a dog. And they're going, come on, Dexter. Come on, Dexter. Like jumping on this trampoline. He's jumping on this trampoline. He's having a lovely time.
My Rupert loves jumping on trampolines.
Did I look like Rupert? He had a new family. He had a new name. He had a new life.
Hadn't looked back.
He was like, oh, yes, now am I? He's not a single fuck was given, and he's jumping on this trampoline with these kids. And to be fair, he did recognise me and run over. I mean, small mercies. And so I said, oh, I think this is my dog. And they were like, oh, we were about to take him down to the vet. And the wife said, my husband has been sort of like dragging his heels about taking him down to the vet. And he kept going, I mean, imagine if he's not chipped. Imagine if he's not chipped and they don't, you know, imagine if they don't, we could maybe keep him. And then, so the poor husband was like getting himself quite excited at the thought they were going to keep my dog. And I was like, dog, dog of Dexter.
So like, I don't care. Getting, stay wherever.
Biscuit? Yeah, wherever. So basically she said that they'd seen him like coming out of his garden. They'd open the car door, and before they'd even like checked that he was, like, he just got in the car. And they're like, oh, we've got a new dog. So yeah, he wears a tracker now.
So, we did that once. Did I tell you? We did that with a hound. Have I ever told this story? Ben was driving home from work really late, and there was a hound on the road, and it was like where we are. It was like windy and it was dark, and Ben was like, "It's gonna get killed." So yeah. Ben opened like his car door. Like, I don't think it jumped in. I think he had to manhandle it. Honest to God, though, this hound was the biggest hound.
They're so big. They don't look it, because I think you see them next to horses. They don't look that big. And then when you see a hound close up, you're like, fuck, they're massive.
I got the shock of my life. It was like a Great Dane. Anyway, Ben drives home from work late, gets out the car, and he was like, I've got a dog in the car. And I was like, what? And he's like, I've called him Bill. I was like, what? He was like, because he was on his own. So I've brought him home. So he proceeds to fucking manhandle this hound into the house. This fucker, it was on top of the kitchen table. It was like... it was like somebody had let a fucking Tasmanian devil into the house. It just ransacked the joint. I was like, what the fucking Ben's like, down, Bill, down. I was like, fucking down, Bill. Honest to God.
Oh, Bill.
So that
you
went back.
You would have thought you're lucky stars. You don't live closer. Because you'd probably be having Rupert slash Dexter coming to live here. He'd be out.
My Rupert would be like, hello again.
know, honestly, honestly. He always thought he used to do it. So he always used to run off when he didn't have his collar on. It's like he knew as soon as he had his collar off with his tag on, he's like, all right, now's my time.
Yeah.
Now I go and find a new family. Have we got a
I
trampoline?
love
I'm
a trampoline.
there. Trampoline. He's up. You know, I have to get him a trampoline, keep him at home. So yeah. They're so naughty, aren't they, dogs?
Yeah, like
Oh, I'm talking of naughtiness. Talking of naughtiness. Vince, we've managed to keep him out the feed room using good old baling twine, but not just baling twine, because he does pull on the baling twine with his teeth, and there is the chance that he can. I have to attach to another part of the clip, another part of the bolt, a decoy bit of baling twine, so that he sort of like pulls on that bit, and it's longer, so he spends his time trying to get that bit undone. So that he doesn't undo the bit that's actually holding the bolt shut. So
I feel like Vince
yeah,
needs to go on Crystal Maze or something.
fucking that horse should be at Menzel or something, shouldn't it? Like, if I ever had to do the Krypton Factor, I'd have him on my team. He would absolutely nail it, wouldn't he? He'd absolutely nail it. Crystal Maze, bosh, job done.
I don't know if I should tell you, but I just feel like Vince and Feathers are really good.
I'm feeling like a cartoon forming with Vince and Feathers.
Or like
There's
a
gonna be
kid's book,
something.
or yeah.
I feel like there's gonna be something. Like, poor Feathers being dragged into all these exciting things that Vince has thought is a good idea.
But like Feathers will
He'll
be
be the
so up for it. Like he will
yeah.
be there with bells on. And I feel like
Vince will be the
he's going to be
brains
like the
behind it.
muscle because he's going to be as broad as he is tall.
Yeah.
So
Vince
Vince
will
will
be
be
the
like,
brains.
ram a
He'll
hole in that fence, Feathers, and Feathers will be like, okay.
happening at this? This is my future. I don't want it. I
Honestly,
don't
it's going to be so good for the pod, Carla. Doing it for the pod. Yeah,
it. Nervous wreck. I'll be on Valium and you'll be like, but great stories for the pod.
you have to think about the listeners, Carla. This is what they want.
Like there's going to be a very collective cheer when they hear I'm taking Feathers slash
Yeah.
Mule. I think that's going to make a lot of people happy.
I think he is like your spirit animal. Like, I really do.
Feel about that, but yeah, I do. I feel like he, from what you told me and everything about him, I feel like he's going to fit in very well around here.
I think even your
But yeah, I
husband's
think.
gonna love him.
Do you think my husband's going to
Yeah,
like him?
I honestly
What?
don't think anybody has not liked him. He's just so funny.
We've got the same brain sometimes, the shit that we come out with. Like that necklace. And I went, oh, I saw this
Oh.
necklace. I'd screenshot this necklace. And I said to Katie, I feel like you need this necklace. And I sent it to her. She went, no, fuck off. And she sent me a screenshot. She had screenshot this exact same necklace saying that I needed it, that we needed them.
Yeah, we
We
honestly
share the same brain at times. It's quite
totally.
scary.
Just for anybody that wants to know, the necklace was because when I said I hate being kind to people. And so it said, be kind. And then you pulled like a little secret bit, and the inside said, of a bitch. I think we do absolutely need those necklaces in our life.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you know what? We were going to do a subject tab, but because we've waffled on so much, I don't know if we're
Yeah.
going to have time.
No, that's exactly. I was literally just about to say that before. We should,
We're
yeah, obviously.
on the same brain. We're sharing the same brain.
Yeah, we have just
We could all do it
waffled,
next time.
so I just feel like we can just save that.
Yeah.
What? So, do you want to do one? I need to try and think of wanker of the week then,
I've
because
got a wank of the week.
okay, you
I've
go.
got a wank of the week.
I'm really struggling, weirdly.
I had one from a listener as well. Oh, fuck, I can't remember what it was. I said, can I use this as a wank of the week? And she said, yeah, but keep me anonymous.
I'll try and think of one.
Yeah, hang on. Go to my messages. Messages. Oh, does it have to be wanker? Oh no, that just comes. Oh, top tip, don't ever in your Instagram messages put the word wanker in. Just a little tip for you. Yeah, let's delete that. Oh, please. I'm really, if you sent me a wanker of the week, oh, it was such a good one.
What was it about? Can you not search?
No, I can't remember.
Hmm.
Turns out you need to search name. Oh, I will what? Find it. I will
roughly
find
how
it.
Long ago was it? I'm just trying to think of one.
Have you not been a wanker this week?
I've got to have been. Someone's got to have been.
No, I really can't think of it. I'm so sorry. Right. It was such a good one. And I said, oh, can I use this for wanker this week? And they suggest, but keep me anonymous. And I cannot find it. I meant to screenshot it and put it in my messages, and I didn't. If you sent me a wanker of the week, can you please send it again? I'm so sorry. And it was good because it did make me laugh. Because I even said, this has made me laugh so much. So if you sent me a good wanker of the week, please send it again. Because I'm not putting the word wanker into my search bar on Instagram again. Kind of a little bit traumatized by that. Anyway, I'll give you my wanker of the week. Shall I?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I was at the gym the other day, and I was, I actually go to a really like professional gym now. I know I've upgraded, and I go to this one. It's called Iron Island, and all these like proper big lifters go, like proper strong girls and stuff like that. And yeah, and I go in there, and what I used to think was I lifted heavy. I'm basically back on toddler weights.
Oh, that's annoying.
I know. I used to be like, anyway, I was on this machine, and on each machine, there's like the pole that your weight for lifting goes on. And then there's lots of other poles as well, which weights are stored on. And the machine I was on, obviously lots of very strong people have been on there, and they were all 25. And I wanted a 10. And I'm looking around, where there's a 10? So I saw this machine next to me, near to me, and this person was stood next to it. And I saw that they had two 10s on their thing. So I thought, oh, great, I'll just take their 10s. So I go and I take the one 10 off. And this person stops what they're doing, and they look at me really weird. And I just sort of smile. And I go and take the other 10 off, and I put it on my machine. And then they just look at me really fucking weird. And I was like, oh, fucking rude bastard. So I was like, nobody's looked at me like that. And I was like getting a little bit like, yeah, you think just because it's just, and I thought it was because it was, I was just using a 10.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, we all have to start somewhere. You know what I mean? I'm all right. I'm doing my best. And then I was like getting my hackles were up. So I go on this machine and I do my first set. And then when I finish, she come over and she goes really, really, really politely. And I felt like such an arsehole. She goes, have you finished with my weight? And I said, I'm sorry. She went, they were the weights I was using, and you took them off my machine and put them on yours. I wanted the ground to swallow me up. I was like, I am so sorry. I'm so serious. And I thought they were like, I got confused about like the storage weights and the weight
yeah.
that she was lifting. I'd taken them off the weight she was lifting and just put them on my machine, and then glared at her because she looked at me like obviously thinking, what the fuck? She didn't take my weights off. And then I had the audacity to glare at her.
You have just turned the gym into a collecting ring.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
I basically just put the upright up.
Yeah, you did.
You
kicked the ground line out as far as you wanted it, and
I put
just
it up to 120.
Yeah.
Even
though the class was only 80, and everyone else is now trembling in the corner. Absolutely, that's what you did.
To be fair, I've seen this girl now twice since I've done this, and I've made a gym friend as a result. So it has all worked out for the best. So it is quite nice. But yeah, I wanted the ground to fucking swallow me up. I really did.
Right. Well, I'm still really struggling. I can't just, that's just not me. So I will, speaking of Sam, who is going to bring feathers to you.
Yeah.
Who
is? Can we just put this out there? Him and his pony, Sam. smashing the world of agility.
Yes.
Absolutely smashing it. And then, have you seen the little GB flag he had next to his name when they do it?
No, because I've not seen anything because I don't go on social media.
So he does these online agility competitions, but they're international. Right. So when the results go up, he has like a little British flag next to his name.
Oh, I think I might do agility. It's the only chance I've got of getting a bloody flag next to my name.
I know. And honestly, him and his pony are absolutely smashing it, and I'm living for it. They can't stop winning. They keep getting placed.
I can't remember what he had issue with for a while. I think like a hula hoop.
I'm so invested in his agility. I know exactly what it is. It was the fucking hula hoop. It caused a lot of issues, but yeah, it's all coming good. It's all coming good. I'm sure there's a gold medal there.
So just so the listeners don't feel like they're missing out, unless something springs at me, this is a message I got from Sam. Wanker of the week. This was when we were saying that we needed some more wanker of the weeks. And he said, wanker of the week, bitch, hold my haynet. Hula hoop gate. Pool noodle gate. The time when he bit my face the day of a school trip and I had to take a load of kids out with blood pissing down my cheek. We have a 23 bag of Dodson and Horrell Slim Down that he has decided he doesn't want to eat. I could go on. And I said, your life sounds madder than mine, which is something I rarely say. And he said, I have one Shetland pony and every day is a battle to regain my sanity. Tonight was horse licks in my eye. Honestly, I could write a book. And did I mention dead rabbit gate? I went to the field to get him in and he was wazzing a dead rabbit round and round. I was screaming from the gate to get him to put it down and he stood like a psychopath with a lifeless carcass just hanging. I spewed my ringer up right there and then and I'm a 38-year-old grown man. I nearly cried. Jesus, you're in the possession of a psychopath. And he said, I downed tools, tootled off to the tack shop and bought a jolly ball.
I think it needs it. I kind of feel like Vince and his pony should never get together because world would implode. Stop with the feathers thing. Vince is going to be glorious. He's going to be well behaved. Yeah. He's going to bring peace and harmony to my yard. You just stop. Okay.
That's what I think is going to happen.
So do I. That's what I know. I'm manifesting it, okay? I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen.
Oh. Honestly, have I told you that he stands on the wall?
No, I don't. La, 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 la. Don't want to know.
So we've got this
stands on the wall.
Yeah, we've got this like massive folding box and it's because it was like an old cow shed, the kind of, you know, the middle aisle is like raised up. You know how they do for the cows? They can drive the tractor and put the hay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the foaling box is like dropped down. And when it was built, the old wall kind of juts out a bit more. And then we built a higher wall. And there's just enough space for feathers to put his half of his front feet on the little ledge so that he can stick his nose over the high wall and say hello to everyone that passes, which makes him about like 17 hands. So like people walk in the stable and they can't see anything and then this head just like pops up and then they're like really confused because obviously his head's tiny and they're like, and then they look down, he's just standing on the wall.
Stop. I have just had the most amazing idea. This online agility.
For feathers. Yeah. He would love that.
Don't tell it to Sam because I've got a feeling he ain't going to be getting that gold medal when I step up.
B.O.B. Lord B-O-B. Featherington. We are like one mind tonight. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, to be fair.
B.O.B. Lord Featherington. It's going to be, he's going to do it.
He would live for agility. Because he stands in the field, if you leave a head collar hanging on the gate, he takes the head collar and swings it round and round and round for ages. So,
as long as it's not a dead rabbit, I'm fine with that. It's okay.
I think agility is going to be
Vince
his life.
Does that, though, to be fair. Vince still does that. He's like 16 now. And if you leave anything like kind of swingy within his reach, he's swinging it round. We used to have to, you know, I've got windows between my stables.
Yeah.
I've got like these windows so the horses can see each other and touch each other and stuff. When Solo used to be middle stable, Vince really didn't like Solo. And they all had like these rubber, you know, like the rubber feet that litter a while. I had to give Vince like the red gorilla, the soft ones, the thin plastic ones, because he used to wang his through the window at Soho's head.
Cowering in the corner.
So I thought, well, I can't stop him from doing it. So I thought, at least if I get him for something light, it won't hurt Solo. I don't think it would have hurt Solo hitting his head because it wasn't much brain in there. But yeah, so
to be fair, I was looked out in the field the other day, and Pancake was just holding a really long stick in his mouth, like not waving it about or anything, just like holding this stick. It's
like a cigar. I can so suave with his cigarette.
Like, what are you doing, you maniac?
His cigarettes, and these have holders.
Like, yeah, he was like Cruella de Vil.
Basically, smoking out of fashion, but I think I can bring this back.
I don't know if he was like, maybe Manny had been working himself, and Pan was like, listen, I've got a stick and I'm not afraid to use it. Oh, God.
So funny, aren't they? They're so funny.
Yeah. I love like all the little quirks. You know, I hate when you see a yard of horses where they're not like proper horses. You know, say like some competition yards where they're all the horses just
no
are like
characters.
Yeah. I love when they're just really funny, when you can go and like laugh at them all.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the best thing. And when you get to that, I think Eddie wants the toilet. Eddie, where are you going? You getting a drink? You gotta watch him or he'll cock his leg on some mat.
Oh, that's like
him.
Seb at the minute. We're trying to toilet train him, and
that's never fun.
It's horrific.
I'm just getting a drink, I think.
And then what he does is, so he goes usually for a poo in his pants, and then you say, Seb, I thought we were going to try and do that in the toilet, and he says, Ma, me told you,
gaslighting you into being able to shit himself.
Well, no, you told me when you'd done it, but we need to, I'm like, remember to tell mommy before. And he's like, ah. Then he does it again. And he's like, me told you, man. Honestly, he's like Stalin.
That got you a pair of cowboy boots.
That is true, actually.
Don't you be bitching about that child of yours, all right? Do you just have to put up with the shitty pants because he's got you a pair of cowboy boots? He's going to be using that as leverage when he's about 20.
Yeah.
Like, you're picking him up from the pub. Remember when I got you them cowboy boots?
Yeah.
I really just want to go, please pick us up from the pub, Mum. Please pick us up from the pub. No. Those cowboy boots. Oh, fucking hell, yeah. All right, right. What time?
Oh. Okay, well, we're going to leave you. But this is it now. This was 99, Carla.
Oh, fucking hell. We are going to have to come up with something, aren't we? Please help us, people. Help us.
But nothing too ambitious. Think about our comfort level.
Yeah.
Expectations low.
I mean, to be fair, we've done really well doing two episodes on the trot back to back.
I know.
The way things are at the moment. I think we go us. So I think if people could be a little bit kind for us for the 100th episode, we would very much appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still voting for you to come and get feathers, so.
We'll see what happens, and we'll see if I would love to be able to come and get him. I would love that. And I think that would be brilliant. I think a fortnight is cutting it. But I mean, love it.
Whether we'll get to record in a fortnight, you know, who knows?
Yeah, we're making massive assumptions just because we've managed it. Just because we've managed it this week. You're like, oh, will we do it again? I think maybe actually with everything I have got going on with regards to horses and stuff at the moment, maybe we should just go, if it happens, it happens, people.
Yeah.
But we will do our best. But yeah, please come up with some episodes. I'll probably buy those mermaid leggings that you sent me. Katie did after our fancy dress thing. Within minutes, had said, you need these. And I got a screenshot of some mermaid leggings.
I'm fully committed.
Incredibly. You're committed to a lot of things to do with me, aren't you? You're like, I'm going to find her a horse or two,
yeah,
some leggings,
Oh, yeah.
I love this for me. At least looking out for me, aren't you?
I am,
Like,
honestly.
ish, in a way. Send me probably the most naughtiest pony in the world and
Honestly,
making me get
you won't mind. You won't mind the
a.
naughtiness because he's so cute. I feel like
Right.
even when he's like destroying Sam's lawn, he'll
Oh
just
my
be like,
fucking God.
he'll be like
Does
trotting behind
he get out of
Sam.
the court?
No, actually, he doesn't. Our
Does
gate is literally in tatters and he just stands.
Oh, I love him. I will come and get him. I'll come tomorrow.
He is very good for that, which is more than can be said. We're having a fencing fiasco at the minute. So we're getting like fencing, and then so we've got this like grant for hedges to go in. So then they do like fence, and then the hedges, because they're baby
Oh,
hedges,
yeah.
go in the middle because otherwise the deer eat them all. So the other day, Ben had to lift a deer out because it had jumped in.
Oh,
But then because they've double fenced it, it couldn't
fuck's
get the
sake.
momentum to get back out. So basically, we've created a deer trap, which now means Ben has to sprint up and down a really long, like, stretch and rescue deer.
Oh, what a guy, though.
Yeah. I mean, depends what day.
That's your wank of the week there.
Yeah, I should have. The deer. Or the fucking fencer who's now fucked off, left us in a worse situation than we were before because he's dropped a telegraph pole on his hand and is currently off
Oh,
work
don't rate
anyway.
it. Pause. Does it anyway? Moving on. Moving strictly, sweetly on. Right, let's go. I'm gonna
Okay.
go. I'm gonna go and have a little gin. I break my not drinking on a weeknight rule after we've recorded because
I didn't
kind of
even know that you
feel
had
like
that rule. Seems foolish.
I don't tend to drink in the week. No, don't tend to drink in the week. So anyway, that's beside the point. 100 episodes. 100 questions, something like that. Just please come up with some ideas. We'd very much
Yeah.
appreciate it.
Thank you so much in advance for
Bye.
helping us. Bye.
Yeah, bye.